Amen. Dear friends in Christ, why do we as Lutherans do what we do in regards to worship? It's one of the conversations I've had with a lot of like new people that are unfamiliar with Lutheranism and our practices of worship. One of the major questions that they often have and address with me is, why do you do the things that you do? Why do you hold to so many of these traditional liturgies? These various things, it's often very confusing and odd. For those of you who didn't grow up in Lutheranism, you might resonate with that. The first time you stepped in a Lutheran church, you might have thought it very odd as to why Lutherans worship the way they do. Well, all the readings, all of the various hymns and spoken and sung parts of the liturgy, the standing up, the sitting down, as they often like to call for Catholics, right? You know, Catholic aerobics, right? Up and down, we Lutherans do it too, right? A lot of people are unfamiliar with that, who are not so familiar with the traditional liturgies. But for those of you who are in the church your whole life, who have been Lutherans your whole life, who could probably speak from memory pages 5 and 15 from the Red Lutheran Hymnal, TLH, right? You could probably say it in your sleep, right? You know it so well, right? But for those who aren't so familiar, the question begs asking, why do we do what we do? And it doesn't matter if it's a more traditional setting like we here at St. Mark. We follow page 184 pretty much every single Sunday here, right? But even in more modern contemporary Lutheran churches in our Missouri Synod, there still seems to be kind of an order, a liturgy that we all follow. Why do we do that? Why do we do what we do in worship? Well, simple. It's because it's all grounded in the Word of God. If you've ever noticed, especially in our hymnal, all five services at the very front portion of your hymnal, if you haven't taken a quicker glance or a more in-depth glance at the hymnal and our liturgies, you might have not noticed that most of what we do has scripture references behind it. Everything that we do is straight from God's word. The Kyrie, the Gloria, the Nunc Dimittis, of course the readings. All of our call and response liturgy that we have is straight from God's word, often from the Psalms or from what Paul writes in his epistles. Everything in our liturgy is from God's word. That's why we do it, because we as Lutherans understand and appreciate that God's word helps us. It guides us. It forms us, it shapes us to know God, but also who we are to God as well. And to remind us what God has done for us through Jesus. That's why we do what we do as Lutherans. We don't just do the traditions. We don't do what we do in our liturgies and out of our hymnal just for the sake of tradition. We do it because it's God's word and it's beneficial for us. It helps us in every season of life. And it imparts to you the gifts of word and sacrament ministry. Now, of course, like anything that we do in life, even worship, anything can become a work. It can become works righteousness. And that's exactly what Jesus hits upon in our gospel reading today from Mark chapter 7. As he often does with the religious leaders, the Pharisees especially, he combats their idea and mindset of this works righteousness salvation. For you see, the religious leaders in the Old Testament, they had their own liturgies, their own order, their own way of worshiping as well. And all of it was straight from God's word. God's word given to them directly or through his prophet Moses, there as he established the law at Mount Sinai. And just like it is for us, so it was too for them in the Old Testament. It was there to help them, to guide them, to be a benefit to them, to shape and to mold them, to offer to them God's gifts to them, to forgive them of all of their sins. But over time, this worship that was grounded in God's word had completely transformed into something completely foreign, outside of the original intended purpose that God had established this life of worship. As Jesus brings up the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah spoke to this, and many of the other prophets in the Old Testament did as well. But Jesus brings it up again with these religious leaders, these Pharisees, calling them out on their hypocrisy. You put on a good show, and yet your worship and everything that you do is all about yourself. You have added all of these unnecessary traditions of men to your life of worship. Why? Not to benefit the people, but to make themselves look good. To make themselves look better. To set this unachievable standard that the people, the regular everyday worshipers of Israel, of God's people, could never attain. And Jesus calls them out on it. You put on this good show and you act as though you are worshiping the true God, yet you worship in vain, he says. Your worship is false because you put the focus on yourself rather than where it belongs. You know, even the church of today can fall into this trap. Lutherans especially. Lutherans, whether you follow the traditional liturgies that we do here or more modern contemporary, it doesn't matter. The church can fall into the same works righteousness trap that takes our focus away from what worship truly is. And you see it. You see it in churches. Some churches, they have all of the resources, which is wonderful. They've been blessed by God. And yet, their focus is on those resources and putting on the best show in production. It's all about showmanship. And if you're not doing it well, you're not going to attract the masses. And again, it doesn't matter. Traditional or modern contemporary, it doesn't matter. Both groups do it. And you see it all the time in our Missouri Synod. We're not free from it. It's all about looking good, doing everything right, doing everything well and perfect. And yet the focus of what why we worship in the first place is completely taken away because of it. Because it's not about having the best lights and sound production. It's not about having the best music, even though we are blessed with Linda. And she plays our hymns wonderfully and beautifully and our liturgy wonderful. It's not about the pastor leading the liturgy perfectly 100% every Sunday. I'll admit, you've come up to me multiple times. I've messed up in the liturgy. I'm not perfect. I sing a note off key sometimes, and hey, that's all right. I'm not classically trained. It's not about doing everything perfect to a T, to make yourself look to the world as amazing, as you're the best church with the best production possible. Because then it's just another show or concert. No, the reason why we come to worship is in the title itself. It's why we as Lutherans call it the divine service. Because when you and I come into God's presence to worship here, it's not about what we're doing for God. It's not about putting all of these wonderful traditions that we have accumulated together to make ourselves look good to God. We've got the best order of worship, the best music, the best production, the best lights and sound system, the best way of doing things. It's not about any of that. Because our worship, our gathering here in this sanctuary, is all about what God is doing for you. It's not about yourselves. It's not about what you bring to God, because the only thing we bring in this time of worship is our songs of praise and our prayers to God for what he's done for you in Jesus. Other than that, this time when we gather here in God's presence is about what God is doing for you. Again, that's why our entire liturgy is grounded in God's word. Because in this time of worship, God is serving you with his word. to again shape and mold you, to help and guide you in this earthly life, to benefit you, to remind you of the hope and promise that you have in Christ Jesus and the forgiveness of sins that he offers you to so freely and abundantly. And every time we gather around his word, there he is serving you by his word. And even more so, through tangible means of bread and wine, body and blood, through this tradition of the Lord's Supper, it's not our effort that we put on. But again, it's all Jesus, God, serving you. Just as he did for the Israelites in the Old Testament, God was serving them. Even though, yes, the sacrificial system was in place, at the very heart of it, God was serving them. And even at the time of Jesus and the religious leaders and the Pharisees who approached him in Mark 7 today, God was still serving them through their worship. And still here today. The reason why we do what we do as Lutherans, as Christians, is because we understand that when we come here, we have nothing to offer God. But that's okay, because God offers it all for you in this divine service. To forgive you, to strengthen your faith, to nourish you with his gifts of word and sacrament ministry, to set our feet upon the path of righteousness, to justify us, to make us worthy to receive all the blessings of heaven. That's why we worship. That's why we come here into this sanctuary, into this house of worship, into God's house. This is why we come here, so that God might serve you. But it doesn't stop there then. Then we're sent out into the world then to do that work. That life of sanctification. To then serve God and to serve and love our neighbor. As a response for what God has done for you here today once again. And every Lord's Day and every day you gather in God's presence around word and sacrament ministry. Your work follows what takes place here. As a faithful response, a response of faith for what God has done for you. So why do we do what we do? Why do we keep gathering here every Lord's Day? Do what we do in the service? It's because we recognize and understand that God serves us during this time. Whether it's 30 minutes in the chapel or the hour 15 here in the sanctuary, or ever, whatever in between. God is serving you, and he serves you today, and he strengthens your faith to send you into the world to then take part in the kingdom work, to rejoice in what God has done for you through Christ Jesus. In the same holy name, and all of God's people said, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to please stand now as your